Good evening and welcome to the Shockwave Radio Theater. Tonight, episode 3 of Star of Vengeance. As a special treat for our listeners, a certain person's microphone has been temporarily disconnected, so she can't make comments during the introduction. In our last episode, George and Sui emerged from the steamy Canadian jungles and returned to civilization to begin their search for the mysterious Star of Vengeance. But they little suspected that their archenemy, the evil dwarf H. Neville Bellicoat, had arranged a nasty surprise for them. As their flight approached the city of Boston, the bottom of the plane unexpectedly sprang open, dumping them unceremoniously into the air at an altitude of 3,000 meters. Fortunately, the airline had supplied parachutes, but unfortunately, Bellicoat had replaced the parachutes with long cloth banners with taunting messages painted on them. What will happen to our heroes? Find out after this.
Friends, do people avoid you because you're stupid or bad-tempered or because you have no sense of humor? Tired of being shy or lazy or just plain dull? Well, it's time to put all that behind you with a brand new personality from the Metzenbaum Surgical Chapel and Brain Bank. We'll do a complete refit of your cerebral cortex, replacing all that useless gray matter with the brain of a witty, congenial, get-to-know-people sort of person, the sort of person you've always wanted to be. You can be a doctor, a lawyer, a computer programmer, an important government consultant without years of tedious study. At Metzenbaum's, we use only the finest brains for our personality transplants, the brains of people who, when alive, were at the tops of their fields, well-known, well-liked, and influential. Metzenbaum brains are packed with useful knowledge and skills. Call us on the net and look through our catalog. We're sure you'll be impressed, but hurry, the best brains are going fast.
Episode 3, Obstinacy. Blue Elk Flight 16 has dropped our heroes off over Boston, and they are now plummeting downward at high speed.
I told you I had bought those tickets! I said I knew I had bought me tickets!
No, shut up!
I'm afraid it's gonna be a rough landing!
Listen, Georgie, I have an idea!
Don't call me Georgie!
Now you call me Sui!
Yes, but your name really is Sui!
Well, can we discuss this later? Listen to my idea. If we can loop these banners over and hold the corners, maybe they'll catch the air and slow our fall a little!
That's it? That's your idea?
Yeah. What's the matter? Don't you like it?
Well, I was hoping for something a little more dramatic, you know? I mean, this is radio after all!
You just have to take what you can get! Ready? Let's try it!
Well, that's quite a bit better. Look. Oh, look, let's steer for that lake!
I hate high dives!
George Panagra.
Is this Sui Ock?
Yeah.
Please come with us.
Oh, Ouch!
Hey. Where are you taking us?
I realize this is a difficult time for you, but please, try to remain calm. All arrangements have been made.
What arrangements?
Why, your funeral arrangements, of course.
We're not dead.
Dead?
I know it comforts you to believe that, but you may as well face facts. Nobody can survive a fall of 3,000 meters without a parachute.
Can a dead person do this, huh?
If you don't behave yourself, I'll be forced to render you unconscious.
Oh, and how are you going to do that, huh? You can't knock out a dead person, can you?
So now you admit you're dead.
No such thing.
Ouch! Give me that drill, young lady. I really think these are the most unruly corpses we've ever had to deal with. 54-1T.
Oh, I don't know about that, 54-2T. Last month, there was the one who died of boredom during the Boston Pops. Remember, he was pretty lively.
I tell you, I'm not a corpse!
Oh, give it a rest, Georgie. These contraptions are too stupid to see reason. Wait till we get wherever we're going, then we'll find a sentient being to talk to.
Our facility is fully automated.
I think we're in trouble, Georgie.
Organ bank, your loved ones are treated with the utmost care and delicacy. No part will be wasted. The white line leads to the storage facility, 2 degrees above absolute zero to ensure preservation. The red line leads to the processing area. Follow the black line to the viewing rooms. The blue line is for authorized service personnel and robots only.
Look, is there anyone we can talk to? Someone you can call?
Yeah, that's it. We have to make a phone call.
Yeah.
A phone call? Can they do that?
I don't know. It's highly irregular.
But it's not for Helicus, is it?
It's not part of the routine.
I'm afraid we really don't have time. We have other pickups to make. Now, you just lie here quietly on this belt.
Certainly not. That's your chopper-upper, isn't it?
This is the processing facility. Yeah.
Well, I want no part of it.
And he gets no part of me.
Now, please, Mr. Panagas.
Miss Ogg, be reasonable about this.
Let go of me. Let go, I say.
No. No.
It looks like we're going to have to tie up this pair. Here, 54-1D, you hold this one while I get the rope.
I have a right to make a phone call. Ouch! Let me go. Hey, what are you doing? Help, please.
Look, I'm sure we can work something out. What do you guys want? Oil? Batteries? You name it.
Ready?
Just to see if we ever come here again. Just wait to see.
Just a few more bodies before it's our turn.
Oh, don't say that. Boy, this is a fine mess you've gotten us into.
Me? You're the one who insisted on using those stupid tickets?
No, I changed my mind, remember? I didn't even want to get on the plane. Besides, this whole stupid expedition was your idea in the first place. If I'd had my way, we'd still be safe in the lesser platter.
If we had your way, we'd never go anywhere.
Oh, yeah, well...
Will George and Suey have time to finish their argument before they're recycled for spare parts? Whose fault is it really? And what about the time he made her wait for 2 hours at the odor barn while he went on a shoelace hunt with his weird three-headed alien friends? Don't miss the excitement next time on Star of Vengeance!
Over now?
I think so.
Did they all leave?
Hey! Is anyone still here? Come untie us now!
I think they left. I hope someone uses this studio before next week's show.
Isn't this great? Well, look at that!
Oh, darling, I'm so glad we got our vacation from Gageways.
This month only, Gageways Travel is offering a special once-in-a-lifetime Bergen vacation package. This may be your only opportunity ever to see the inside of a black hole. Yes, it may be difficult to believe, but you now have a chance to visit that fabled realm, that place of mystery and adventure. Nobody knows for sure what you'll see once you cross that event horizon, but we guarantee you'll never experience anything so exciting ever again. Our experienced crew will set you on your way, and our famous robot service will be there to meet your every need during the voyage. All this is yours for a low, low price, just $49,999 one way. And of course, if you're not completely satisfied, your money will be cheerfully refunded. Don't forget to ask about our special group rates.
Oh, how spectacular!